The federal government will respond to the budget and to the Commission of Audit and its recommendations for sweeping cuts in a wide range of areas, starting with health, education, pensions and family benefits. According to the Coalition, the tough action is needed to rein in spending, which it says has become unsustainable, and to return the budget to a strong surplus within a decade. The opposition rejects the government's claim that there's a budget emergency. It says the Commission of Audit is a blueprint of broken promises, which will ramp up taxes and slash services. The Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen, is speaking with political editor Alison Carabine.
Chris Bowen, good morning.
Good morning, Alison.
Well, Chris Bowen, does Labor accept any of the blame for the mess the government says the budget is in?
Well, this is just Joe Hockey's typical spin and bluff and bluster. Let's be very, very clear, Alison. There is no budget crisis. There's no budget emergency. A budget which has three AAA credit ratings from the three major agencies is not in crisis. A budget in which the Treasurer says we can afford to pay up to $50,000 to every single person in Australia who has a baby, regardless of their income, is not in crisis. This is spin by Joe Hockey for political purposes to justify cuts he always intended to make, which we said during the election campaign he would make and he denied, and also to mislead people about the legacy of the previous government for his own pathetic political purposes.
There might not be a budget emergency right now, but the Commission has pointed out if nothing is done to restrain spending, the 6 years of deficits we've already had would soon turn into 16 years of deficits. If we do just keep going business as usual, would we ever see a return to a budget surplus?
Well, I'd say this, Ali, two things. Firstly, a lot of the figures in the report are based on Joe Hockey's assumptions and Joe Hockey's changes to the forecast, which he made in the mid-year economic forecast, which were different to what the Treasury and the Department of Finance agreed just a short time before. Again, Joe Hockey playing politics. Secondly, on the matter of substance, I do agree, more than agree, I've said this for some time, said it in government, that there are long-term pressures on the budget. There are long-term pressures on every government budget around the world, caused by things like the ageing of the population and an increase in health costs, which do mean that there are long-term pressures on every budget. And there are decisions necessary, sometimes difficult ones, to ensure the health of the budget, particularly over the longer term. Those decisions are about priorities, they're about values. It does not justify many of the sort of deep cuts and unfair cuts, which we saw proposed yesterday. But we do say that constructively and proactively, there are decisions to be made about the long-term future of the budget, which won't always be easy. Things like things we did in government, like means testing the private health insurance rebate and abolishing the baby bonus. They're the sorts of things that can be done when you have a proper process and a due regard to the fairness and equity of your decisions.
And you have set down three criteria if Labor is to support any of the cuts proposed by the Commission. They go to the impact on the budget, fairness and broken promises. Can you name any one of the 86 recommendations that would meet all three of your benchmarks to try and ease that long-term pressure on the budget that you talk about?
Well, there are some things that we've said we will not support on matters of principle. Things like a GP co-payment, a tax to go to the doctor, would be a fundamental undermining of the fundamental principles of Medicare. The principle of the universality of healthcare, that the health of any one of us should be the concern of all of us.
But why shouldn't someone who can afford to do so be asked to pay a little bit more when they see a doctor?
Because it's a fundamental principle that your wealth should not determine your health. And if you've got a family, you're on a medium income, and as you know, when you get one kid get sick, then more kids get sick in the family. Often the whole family starts to get sick. You are starting to impact on the ability of people to get good quality health care. We have the best health system in the world, thanks to Medicare, thanks to that 30-year-old reform that Labor introduced that is the envy of the world. And you can go down the American road. That is an option open to governments. This recommendation would open us to the American road, which is fundamentally unfair, much less efficient, sees a much bigger increase, a much bigger proportion of spending of the economy go on healthcare, and much less efficiently.
A Medicare co-payment would be one of those tough choices that Labor agrees that budgets often demand of governments, but we're not hearing from Labor which tough choices you would be making to fix the budget. Would you, for example, look at family benefits, which have been derided by some as middle-class welfare?
Well, hang on a second, Alison. I mean, firstly, we have outlined some matters of principle that we would oppose all the way. In the Medicare, the GP co-payment would be one. We would fight and fight for the principle of the universality of Medicare. On other proposals, we've had this report now less than 24 hours. The government's had it for months. They haven't felt able, with all the bureaucratic support they have, to put forward proposals. I mean, I don't know what they've been doing, sitting on the report for months, but they certainly haven't been working on proposals that were ready to announce yesterday. So, with all due respect, if the government of the day doesn't have proposals to put forward after having had a secret report for months, the opposition, it would be irresponsible of us to launch out 24 hours later and say that we have had the opportunity to look at all the recommendations in detail, which is not the case. We would need to look at government proposals. On Tuesday night, we will see if Joe Hockey is all bluff and bluster, as usual, or if he actually has some proposals to make. If he has some proposals to make, we would look at each of them on their merits and against that criteria that you mentioned before, impact on the budget. A lot of these proposals don't have any dollars attached to them. We don't know how much the budget would save through these recommendations. There's no table showing the long-term budget impacts of these changes. We'd need to see that, and we'd need to assess the distributional effects, the criteria of equity and fairness, and of course we would look at the promises the government made and whether they are abiding by those promises.
And if it's about equity and fairness, why won't the Labor Party support the proposed increase in, or the supposed increase in taxation to help pay off the deficit? Why not support such an increase which would hit the rich and maybe protect the vulnerable?
Well, Alison, if the government wants to argue that people on $80,000 are rich, they can argue that, and we will have it. They can argue it with me and with Bill Shorten. This would take our marginal tax rates back to levels higher than before Paul Keating started reducing them in the 1980s. I mean, we are heading back to a marginal, top marginal tax rate of around 50%, if you believe the reports in the paper. Now, I don't believe in a modern globalised economy that that is the right direction. And if Tony Abbott and Joe Hockey want to argue, again, that we need higher tax rates for middle-income earners, let them argue it. They should have argued it before the election. It is a fundamental breach of an election promise. But it is also, more than that, poor policy, lazy policy, and not one that we would support.
But looking at fundamental breach of pre-election commitment, we don't yet know which recommendations will be adopted by the government, but the finance minister told 7:30 that the government will be able to cut spending while also sticking to the promises it made before the election. Do you accept that repairing the budget was a core overarching commitment made by the coalition?
Watching Joe Hockey and Matthias Cormann allege that they can implement these recommendations while not breaching election commitment is like a scene out of the novel 1984. I mean, it is just ridiculous. They made firm commitments to the Australian people. And what's really happening here is it's their voodoo economics catching up on them. They said they could return to budget surplus without new taxes and with no cuts over and above what they had announced. That was always a lie and is now being shown to be a lie. We said during the election campaign it was a lie, and now it's coming home to roost. They cannot do that, and hence they are increasing taxes, if these reports are to be believed, and engaging in deep cuts, as we've always said they would.
And if it's voodoo economics, why should we be listening to Labor when you never once delivered a surplus the 6 years you were in government?
Well, there's a government of the day which made commitments to the Australian people about their ability to return the budget to surplus without deep cuts and without increases in tax. They were lying, Ali. And now it is being shown, it is all catching up with them.
And how many of these measures finally do you think will ever see the light of day?
Well, we'll need to see. We'll need to see just what the government does. They've talked the talk. Joe Hockey said he would implement the vast majority, quote unquote, of the recommendations.
That was a while ago. That was before
year,
he got the report, wasn't it?
It was this year. It wasn't last year.
And did he have the report? Did he know the recommendations?
Well, he's had the interim report now for months. If he wants to walk away from his own comments, that's a matter for him. I'm only reminding him what he himself said. I'm not putting words in his mouth. He said the government would implement the vast majority of the recommendations. Well, let's see what they do on budget night.
Yep, let's see. Thanks so much, Chris Bone, for joining Breakfast.
Nice talking to you, Ali.
The Shadow Treasurer talking there to political editor Alison Carabine, who's led our coverage this morning. We did put in requests to speak with the Treasurer, Joe Hockey, or the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, about the government's position on the Commission of Audit report, but neither was available for interview.